information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot.
But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want
to
go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Criticast, the 77th episode of The Criticast. Thank you very much for joining me. And yeah, another week, lots of drama this week. And later I'm going to talk about some of it. I'm going to talk about the vendor situation. Yeah, that's quite volatile. It's like quite a big thing. And then, of course, I'm going to talk about in the relationship segment, what is love? We're going to unpack that. We've got Untitled back this week, and she's got guests and all that other stuff. But the first thing I'll talk about, I'm going to start off with the bits of news this week, the big news this past week, very, very sad news. Iconic venue in Harare, the Book Cafe, had to close its operations on Samora Machel Avenue, which was pretty much the only operations they had. But they've closed, and from what they're saying, the proprietor of the place, Thomas Brickhill, said he's going to sit back and re-strategize about how he's going to take the brand forward. But the brand is not dead. And then, of course, the National Arts Council comes out afterwards, after the event, and says, no, we're going to engage the Book Cafe, I'm going to fix it and all that other stuff. I'm like, oh, bollocks. You knew that this place was in trouble. Everybody, their uncle, their grandmother, and all that other stuff knew that this place was like, not even knee high in debt, was drowning in debt. And you know, right now I'm sitting there, one of the things that disappointed me was the silence of the arts sector. We've just lost a stage, like the stage is just gone. In fact, the only place that was playing strictly live music for 7 days a week, just gone. And they're just chilling there. It's like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. Also, another news. How about that? The Zimbabwe Republic Police came out and say that they're not on Twitter. There's a Twitter account that had been masquerading as the cops, and they say we're monitoring online activity and so forth. The minute they say that, I was kind of suspicious. It's like, whatever, man. And then also, Sepp Blatter, 5 days after getting the job as winning the election as the head of FIFA, wakes up and says, well, you know, yeah, I've quit. Resign. And I'm going to get somebody else to come and take over. Wada wada. There's going to be an election. And like, the election is going to take place somewhere between January and March. So it's still quite a bit of time. The comrades sit in the building. And of course, you know, you had Jack Warner coming out and saying he's got dirt and everybody is going to reveal it soon. So just like, oh gosh. And of course, there's Chuck Blazer coming out and saying, I and other FIFA officials took bribes and whatever. I don't know. The Zimbabwe Football not the Football Association, the Zimbabwe men's team is now ranked 119 in the world. Yeah, we're just about on par with the mighty countries of Syria and Palestine and, you know, people like that. That's our footballing prowess at the moment. Yeah, thank you very much, Zifa. No, thank you. Thank you very much, bloody idiots. Now, looking like some, you know, outback or whatever, and no, whatever. Oh, just something else I just forgot to mention. In the whole, you know, FIFA thing, South Africa has come out and denied that the $10 million it gave to FIFA was for bribes. They come out and say, no, bribes. It wasn't bribe. Now, there's this hashtag that has made, you know, in the news this past week. It's called Deny Everything. You check it out on Twitter. It's hilarious. Now, some people come out and say South Africa are even denying having held the World Cup at all. It's like, didn't happen. So, and it looks like it's just the, you know, the way that the South African government just deals with everything. Just deny. Just pretend it never happened and so forth. And then, then finally to happen this week, there was a story that came out that said your toothbrush has poo. And it's not just your poo, it's everybody else's poo. When they go and use your bathroom, there's poo. So and that poo could result, a poo that builds up on your toothbrush could actually result in you getting MRSA or, wait for it, herpes. Yeah. Poo on your toothbrush. So, a situation developed in Zimbabwe over the past couple of days, which the minister for, what's the ministry? Is Ignatius Chombo's ministry is local government, public works, and national housing. always try to remember the full thing. Yeah, he came out to say that, you know, got a serious vending situation in the urban areas. I remember I was in Kadoma this past week, and, you know, you had this car that just had a bunch of shoes all over, like loads of shoes just on top of the car, and that asset is just locked down, whatever, I don't know. Oh, shout out to Carl Justin Mulvey for hosting us in Kadoma this past week. Shout out, his hotel is nice. Yeah, like it. Anyway, digressing. So I went and read this article in which there was a press conference that Ignatius Chomba held, and he said he was getting the army and the police and so forth to come and kick out vendors from urban areas that they are not designated across the country. Now, look, the vendor situation is just ridiculous. I mean, it's like just bad. It's just like really, really bad. And you know, you got department stores which have vendors just vending outside them, and you know, you're like, you're a shop that sells shoes, and this guy's selling shoes just outside, and unfortunately, the department store can't legally do anything about it. And a person's not supposed to be selling there, and you know, just walking down the street has just become weird because you know, you've got people trying to sell you something all the time. Anyway, so now there's the situation. Now there's a standoff because the vendors are saying they're not going anywhere. Depending on what newspaper you're reading, the vendors I have met have said, no, there's no chance that the police can deal with them. And it's like, no, not good. But then other vendors are like, yeah, if they give us nice designated areas in which are easy to access for our customers, then that's cook and curry. And that's just the thing. And I can see both sides of the argument. You know, I can see that these guys say, no, the places you give us don't have access to people. But at the same time, you have to realize that in order to get those prime areas in the CBD, you have to pay something. And the understanding that is there is that, you know, there must be hawkers fees that must be paid. And if those hawkers fees, we're going to talk about those hawkers fees. We have to ask whether those hawkers fees are actually economically viable for a person running a vending business. Because let's face it, most of these people are vending to survive, not necessarily to create a business. If a job came up, they will probably just up and go and start working in that job instead of vending. That's the reality. And there has to be that cognizance. What happens if you kick them out on Monday? Because they're saying the deadline is Monday for them. It's essentially Sunday for them to get out, and Monday it gets all a bit ugly. So what happens? Where do they go? Where do you take them to? Where are they going to make money from? That mother who's trying to get her child to go to school, where is she going to get money from? What's the alternative? And is the alternative viable? And, you know, just bringing the police and the army into the whole mix is like, yeah, okay, I can understand the police, but, you know, the army is just like, wow. The funny thing was Morgan Changirai coming out and saying, oh, no, this is my constituency. Oh, stop bothering them. But his city council's people, councillors, because he runs most of the urban areas, his party at least, were the ones who were complaining about the vendor situation. And the vendor, look, we're sitting here and thinking we can fix the vendor situation overnight when this is a situation that developed over years. So you need a lasting solution for this. And the funny thing for me is now this, you know, these organizations that are cropping up from nowhere and claiming to represent vendors, like, and saying, oh, I'm the Zimbabwe Vendors Union or whatever it is. Don't care. I'm not going to remember where you are because you're irrelevant. But, you know, where have these guys been from day one? I mean, they're pretending like they have been, like, they have got a membership, like they've got a roster that can prove that this guy coming in saying, I've got 5 million vendors in this country. Who the hell are you to represent them? And you find these guys, none of these guys are vendors. So they're going to make money from these poor vendors and go and set up NGOs and go to different countries and say, hey, give us money so we can protect vendors. Bloody idiot.
As we go a little something like this. Hit it! And when I get a chair, I'm gonna fly with ya. And when I get the time, I'll spend it on ya. They got nothing on you, baby. They got nothing on you. I'm Nundo Pam Sasa. Domina Papi Way. Chimbomira, Chimbomira. Chimbomira.
Dreams, nigga, I'm by. Put your face on a meme saying you do too much.
My Shannon star, hands I had it right this wall.
Talk to me, girl.
This is Africa, so I'ma marry up and start a beautiful home.
Talk to me, girl.
Tell me, sir, tell me, sir, that who's jumping around in the club. I'm loving the girl that I see. She's trucking up, put it on me.
listening to DJ C-Mac, a super DJ.
Yeah, that's my super DJ, DJ C-Mac. Top 5 tracks you should be listening to right now from Zimbabwe. Yes, DJ C-Mac is on Star FM every Friday between 11 p.m. and midnight. So you can check out a lot more of his mixes there and then. He'll be back next week with another 5 tracks you should listen to. All in a minute. Yeah, just in a minute. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, the name is Larry. You're listening to the Quiddy Cast. And now in the relationship segment, I am going to talk about love. What is love? And I'm just going to hand it over to Untitled. She talked to a couple of people this past week. And this is what they had to say. Then I'll say what I've got on my mind.
Hey, it's Untitled on QueryCast talking about love, L-O-V-E. What do you think about love? Like, what is it?
Love is... To me, love is behavior.
Okay.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, you can't really tell someone to do something that's in them already, like by nature and stuff. And I'm pretty sure everyone has it and just, you know, doesn't expose it certain times and stuff like that. Yeah, I think that's it.
How would you know if someone loves a certain being, like someone as well? Like, how would you know if someone loves you?
Well,
since you're a guy.
Yeah, since I'm a guy. Well, if I love someone, what's that?
Sorry.
If I love someone, I obviously go an extra mile on what I would do with someone I don't really care about. Yeah, like, nowadays, it's more like, how can I say, more of pretending and stuff just to fit in or to be what someone wants you to be, you get it? Yeah, and with me, obviously, I will be what you want me to be if I really want you, but I will go that extra mile, you know it is. Yeah, do something out of the ordinary to show you that I love you. Something I wouldn't do on a daily basis and stuff like that.
Like?
Stuff like that. Like, well, I really wouldn't be much of telling you that I love you and stuff. I would do something that will show you that I love you. You know, kiss your name and shit like that.
Awesome. So, what do you think about love?
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
But I suppose my definition of love is basically family. Once you have that, you don't have to go looking for it outside.
Yeah.
It's just, it's right there. And if you nurture it properly, it grows. Basically, I feel like that's what love is.
So you basically don't have to search for love. It's like right there.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Get the right person.
Yeah.
That's love. Yeah. Search for it out there. Get the right person, get married,
yeah.
Start a family. That's love.
Okay, how would you know that someone loves you? Like the actions, or it's just a feeling? It's in your stomach, butterflies, what is it?
I think it's actually a combination of, it's like everything.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's actions, and with actions, there's feelings involved in it. As long as it's reciprocal, like, it's given, it, where it's like, if I give love and act on it, and he sees it and he picks it up and he understands that that's what I'm doing, then I actually feel like that's how you can actually, like, put it across.
Yeah. So what do you think? Sorry.
I think it's
sorry.
The actions, the things you do. That's love. How she knows you, how I know her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So infatuation, lust, and a whole bunch of other crazy stuff that is obviously not
to love. Me, it's not love. But I wouldn't put it off as in, it's an action to like leading towards love.
Yeah.
Like you can get love from like lust and infatuation. But then it's not always the case. I mean, I suppose you have to be with someone that like you automatically like link with, and you want to take it further past like just infatuation or love as is. But, that's how I feel.
Okay.
How do I love is how you make it.
Okay, go on.
love. Now we check it.
Okay, well, how would you know that someone loves you?
The knowing. There are so many things of knowing.
Okay, how? For instance?
For instance, it can be on how. You respect each other.
And?
The time that you spend together.
Yes.
Like kuti muno click a say muno torana say the respect ya tauro ya chune na sekuru kuti muno anoku kudo say by love shows my gifts going out mchungwe tashaka siyana siya.
Saka, let's just say there isn't any gifts and there isn't any physical actions to show kuti. Saka, do you think that there is still a little bit of love there?
My actions could be there, but sometimes love, you can feel it. Even munagataura utindi no kuda, you can feel it. Kutipana papa itarudo, kana pasina rudoka, apana apana. Nonyatu shifila wek, there is no love.
Okay, so do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, it's by showing. If someone says, he or she loves you, especially to the he's or to the she's.
Yeah.
There is a special feeling there.
Yeah, is it a special of knowing to say the guy is in love with you? Anyway, the way how you look into the guy,
yeah.
That's from the top right to the bottom. Anyway, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Even your eyes can tell.
Yeah.
It's paita rudap.
Runotapi.
Runotapi. Tapi.
Yeah, I know.
Ah, okay. Both on the home command.
No, but what do you think about love?
Love. Love. You know, for now, Danana, why are you so chat in any way, especially you and me?
Tingo to chat.
Chat.
And no one to interfere.
Yes.
Okay, it's your girl, Untitled, on the CritiCast.
So there you have it, a couple of views, and it seems the guys are all about, you know, I show you that I love you, and that's what men always say. Hey, I'm here, aren't I? I'm in this relationship. I come home every night and so forth. I mean, it shows I love you. And the women are like, oh, I can feel it. Like the last one, Gugona Sekuru, like, yo, hey, you know, you're panic of feeling, like how you say it. Yeah, I don't know. What do I think? Me, very simple. If we knew what love was, we'd do whatever we needed to do, avoid it, because it's like weird. Yeah, whatever it is, it just makes you do weird things. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's CritiCast. Join me again next week, but meanwhile, catch me on ZFM Stereo between 6:30 and 7 p.m. every Friday on The Switch, which I host with Kundaichi Yanika. And that's on ZFM Stereo, between 6:30 and 7, pushed by The Movement. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me. If you want to get in touch with me, the email address is info@larryquirirai.com. On Twitter, it's @quirirai. And also on, what's the other one? On my website, www.larryquirirai.com. Yeah. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me. It's been The CritiCast. The name's Larry. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?